With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Engineers take on an awesome responsibility. I kind of think of them as heroes. A doctor, for instance, has the power of life and death over his patients. But look what an engineer has. He can snuff out 10,000 lives in the wink of an eye if he makes a mistake.
That's San Francisco-based civil engineer turned writer Robert Byrne. In his novel Skyscraper, Byrne writes about what might happen if a huge office tower falls over, and he opens his thriller with an incident that really happened.
A man was sitting at his desk shuffling papers, daydreaming, and suddenly the floor-to-ceiling glass disappeared next to him. And so instead of shuffling papers, now he was on a swivel chair on a linoleum floor at the edge of a 500-foot precipice.
Early on in the novel, there are danger signs for Byrne's fictional New York office building, including extreme swaying in the wind. Byrne says some buildings actually sway as much as 5 feet.
It's enough of a sway that some people couldn't work in a building like that. Watching the horizon rise and fall and tilt would make them sick.
Byrne says he wrote Skyscraper, in which there is murder and a cover-up of building design flaws, because he thinks there are inadequacies in the way all buildings are designed, built, and maintained.
Sometimes in a big, fancy new building, people can name the architect. He gets a lot of publicity. But how many could name the structural engineer, and he's the one who makes the life and death decisions?
There have been a number of building disasters in the U.S., notably the Hyatt Regency in Kansas City, but Byrne says no skyscrapers have fallen down, yet.
It could happen through fairly mundane reasons. It wouldn't take an earthquake or a hurricane to tip over a building. If there were certain flaws made in the design and then they ran into some bad luck, like an excavation across the street caving in, or a lubricated foundation from a leaky water main.
Robert Byrne, who switched from engineering to writing because he had a flair for words, says he hopes his novel Skyscraper won't become a documentary. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.